Well, South Africa's school dropout rate has been concerned for many years, right, with millions of learners dropping out before finishing grade 12. You want to have to look at the statistics between those that started grade 1 and then 11 to 12 years later, those who enrolled for matric. Well, it's a staggering and a shocking dropout rate. All indications now is that these statistics will soar because of the COVID-19 school disruptions, which obviously are going to continue into 2021. At least 15% of learners did not return when schools reopened last year after lengthy closures. And education experts fear that they will not return at all. Now, on the line to discuss this matter, we welcome Professor Labby Ramratan of the School of Education at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Good morning, Professor Ramratan.
Good morning, Sneid.
Thank you for joining us. What are the chances, Professor, that these missing learners will turn up this year?
I mean, there's no clear indication that they will ever return to school. The challenges are quite great out there. You know, when you talk about complexity, you know, this is a very, very complex issue. And the levels of poverty within the country forces people and families to find alternate ways of getting income. And once they start getting a little bit of income, there's no way in which they are going to leave that and go back to school. And in fact, the complexity comes in that many of the families, education has not made a material difference to their lives. So they don't hold education with any value that would give them a better lifestyle.
You know, Professor, the 2021 academic year, right now we know delayed till the middle of next month. This is, of course, what we know thus far. How much of an impact will this have on especially matric learners, those who are enrolled and those who are part of the matric program of 2021, especially noting that 2020, their grade 11 was an absolutely disrupted year. And, you know, many say that grade 12 is just basically an extension, the culmination of your grade 11. What impact are we, you know, can we expect to have on our this year's matric learners?
Well, I think my estimation is that we will have a major impact on the 2021 matrics, largely because 2020 was very much less of a learning experience for many of the learners. I mean, you want learners to actually do a lot of self-study. So when you actually walk into communities, you find there's some homes that have one or two bedrooms, got about four or five people. Where are they going to learn and study? They need a quiet place to learn. When you talk about, you know, doing work at night, there is so little light in the homes. So how would you expect them to actually use the night to learn? So learners this year and last year, may not have had the full experience of engaging in a meaningful learning and teaching. And so the kind of quality of going to matric this year is really going to be down.
You know, as a society, I mean, you shouldn't, this is obviously a major concern for us, that you want learners to remain in school for various reasons. Education, of course, being the priority. Then you have various healthcare programs which are facilitated from schools and educational programs in general, and of course, nutritional programs. What should society be doing collectively, you know, to keep learners as a, you know, awareness campaign that go back to school?
Yeah. Look, I think, as indicated before in other place forums, the motivation to parents, learners, and the community needs to happen. Communities need to read the future of the world, where we are going and what will sustain them and what will give them, you know, a good lifestyle. And if we don't begin to start that process of conscientizing and motivating parents, learners, and the communities of a brighter new future, we're going to have major problems. The government can provide whatever, you know, infrastructure they have in place to improve learning from that quality, but change curriculum and the works. But nothing substantial will happen if we don't begin to engage with communities, parents, and learners in a much more substantive way.
Professor Ramnathan, I mean, round about this time of year, I mean, many of us in the media industry would be interested or making slots for an announcement of the matric results and, you know, doing all those sort of things. But not this year, of course, because of the delayed writing and, of course, marking. Those matric learners, right, that are, you know, did not pass last year, 2019, and wrote in 2020 and found themselves, of course, in the same grade in the same year, repeating matric. And should they fail this year, which, you know, is a year of disruptions, 2020 going on to 2021, what chances do we have of those learners in particular rewriting matric and coming back to education later on?
Well, the chances are very low. If you look at it, you know, higher education can only take about 17% of the, you know, matriculants and so forth. So clearly there's a large number of people, matriculants, who will not be able to pursue further education beyond matric. And so what we need to do is really to expand other opportunities for learning to happen in fields that will matter to the community and to the country itself. So not all of them wants to go and study a bachelor's degree or so forth. There's a whole lot of technical things that, you know, we need to start thinking about. There's entrepreneurial activities where people can offer their services in substantive ways that will make a real impact on the communities. So we cannot look all the time at education beyond matric to provide for our country.
Professor Ramnathan, I mean, we in South Africa, we've used the one method approach of the completion of matric through the conventional system. Recently, we've seen, you know, adult education through various, you know, TVET colleges, etc., being introduced. But have we done enough, you know, for many people who do wish to return back to a level of education in the hopes of tertiary or at least for the hopes of personal betterment? I mean, have we done for enough for those who have just passed on through a system without the opportunity to gain at least a basic education?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the one size fits all is really a big problem with us in our educational system. You know, we talk about units of learning and how we can actually take those units of learning and create that into certificates of in accomplishments and so forth. That doesn't exist in the country in any substantive way. You have to register for full qualification, follow the normal processes, and spend 2-3 years. Our education system needs a rethink. We have to begin to start unbundling our qualifications in bits, in bite size, so that people can actually take particular learnings in particular moments of relevance.
You know, finally, Professor Ramnathan, we've seen a move to online education last year, forced upon and hastened by many because of them not being able to, you know, to attend classes. Do we see this as a viable future, especially in the public sector, noting that, you know, you have many may say more affordable internet, subsidized internet costs, data costs, as well as devices that are technically, some may say, more affordable than how they were 10 to 15 years ago. Should South Africa's public educational department be investing more in these online structures in addition to augment their current in-class learning?
Yeah, I mean, that's the intention. Public schools need to actually embrace the new technologies of teaching and learning. I mean, in terms of preparing teachers, for the last 2 decades now, we've been preparing teachers to be able to use computers in their teaching and learning and integrate it into the teaching, learning, and assessment processes. What we didn't have is opportunities to reinforce and develop that skill further. COVID-19 has brought that opportunity, and I think we need to exploit this to understand what are the challenges that are faced in actually beginning to promote this kind of interactive learning processes and digital learning platforms. And in that way now, we actually have to move forward. We will begin to kind of reinforce that learning, reinforce that understanding, and finding innovative solutions to tackle the various problems that we exist. Right now, there's a clear divide between those that have and those that haven't. And those that have is just a minority of the learning population.
Professor Labby Ramnathan, thank you so much for joining us on radio this morning with your insights and your thoughts and, of course, your suggestions as well. And have yourself a good day.
Thank you. Take care.